My name is Jim, and I'm having a conference call, which is a private event, for people who were directed to this call by someone that was already in the program or somebody that heard about it and wants more information. It's a pretty interesting company, and we're going to go through some of those aspects tonight. I'm also going to talk about some of the biggest problems some of the newbies have, and even some people that have been in for a while, in terms of how to deal with negative responses, because they're really simple to neutralize, especially with this company. But the biggest thing I want to do is get through an introduction. I'm going to have a fairly brisk and fast introduction. I'll get to some questions, but then I want to tell you about a new video that came out with a particular presentation that is a company presentation that was just released. Not many people have it yet. It's a PowerPoint presentation, but we had one person put it on a video today and actually do the filler for the pictures or cards that come up in the PowerPoint. It was really good. It was a very good introduction. It was a very good follow-up for people who already know a lot about the company, because one of the owners came on, a guy named Mike Kiefer, who heads up the expansion all over the planet for marketing. And this is a referral marketing company, at least one portion of it is. And there are other aspects that I'll talk to you about here in just a minute. So to lead out, I want to let you know that I'm not an attorney. I don't give legal advice. The company has attorneys you can call and ask questions for anywhere from about $600 to $1,200 an hour. They don't do it for free. You hire them just like you would any other attorney or accountant to get basic information from them. If you want more information about that, you can contact me directly. The other thing is that I'm not a licensed professional anything. For instance, not a licensed banker, not a licensed broker, not a licensed financial advisor. Those are all government sanctioned and government controlled. I'm just somebody who's done really well in a few aspects of the financial world, and everything I give you tonight is my opinion and some basic information that I've garnished over a short amount of time about this particular company. The company is USI Tech. It's basically turned into a technology company. They, in the beginning, started as a company that strictly created software for the Forex market, and they did really well, and they would sell packages to people who would take in clients, financial clients, and they would have to come in with a minimum of $100,000 to qualify. And of course, that left a lot of people out. And then the owners, one a Swiss guy and another one from Germany, a guy named Horst and a guy named Mike, banded up with a gentleman that had been around for a while, Ralph Gold, and he was the key player behind the construction of all the software that went into things that were later called Autobots or computer-generated trade machines to take over the grueling job of day traders, which would sit at a screen. Some of them end up a little crazy after 6 months staring at a screen 8 hours a day. Sometimes they work in shifts, sometimes they work at home on their own, but they traded the Forex market individually. When auto traders came out, they started to compete heavily. The banks started with them, then the brokerage houses started buying them up, and some of the people they were buying from was USI Tech, because they were focusing on auto trader software. And what that did was allowed people to make a lot of money really fast, more predictably and less expensively than sitting at a computer all day. You didn't have to feed the computer. Every once in a while you had to monitor it. It was a one-time cost to purchase it, and all you had to do after that was get a good internet hookup and you're off and running. Well, once they brought out the Autobots, which were basically just software programs for computers, that eliminated the need for people sitting at computers. And that was a pretty technical job, and most of the people that got really good at it needed a lot of training to get there. And these guys came across an idea of being able to actually sell Bitcoin packages. And Bitcoin packages are 50 euros worth of Bitcoin. and they would sell these packages. You'd invest in one, quote unquote. That word you want to stay away from as much as possible because that's the normal word you'd use. What you want to do is purchase one because there's no investment involved. It's not a security. You're not going through a brokerage house, a security house. The server and the company is located in Dubai. One gentleman that started was German. The other guy that started it was a Swiss man. And the third guy they brought in, which is a pretty heavy player out of the United States, a guy named Evan Ahern, has actually owned over 50, or actually does own over 50 corporations at this point. He's one of the highest paid CEOs in small corporate America. He's a billionaire in his own right, multi-billionaire in his own right. He works with his dad, and their basic claim to fame is controlling about 80% of the tower cranes that build tall buildings. Now, this is all stuff people that have been on this have heard before. We're going to get into some things they haven't heard before, so as a newbie, I'm just setting a basic groundwork for you to know what kind of company this is, because people start questioning, well, what do you know about it? How do you know it? And I think due diligence is important. Research is important. I've done that. I'm a fairly well-educated guy who's he's a senior. Don't need to nail it down. And so I've seen a lot of water come under the bridge. So I have a lot of different gauges to check out the validity of not only people, but companies, how they operate, because I've been an entrepreneur my whole life. And when I saw this, I started my due diligence immediately, and that was back in June, actually. And in July...
Code tonight is love.
What?
Please mute your phone. If you're going to talk, please mute your phone. So what I did is I started my due diligence about June, and by July I was pretty much satisfied. So what I did is I bought two Bitcoin packages, and they were 50 euros apiece. Back when I bought them, the cost of a Bitcoin was about $1,000, maybe a little more. But the point is that today it just closed at 14,256 last time I looked, but the high point was $14,300. So that's called appreciation when something goes up on its own in the marketplace. And free markets are driven by supply and demand. So the demand is high on Bitcoin, which is a cryptocurrency, and supply is low. It's got 21 million, and that's all there ever will be. They haven't all been mined yet, so they aren't all in existence. But that shows you, if you divide that by the 6 million people in the planet, maybe only, 6 billion or more, and you figure maybe only 2 billion at the most do transactions because they're in cities that actually have internet or stores. Most of them don't have banks. This fills their needs quite readily, and it's become very popular since about 2009. The first guy to buy a Bitcoin bought it at about 10 cents. I understand some people got it for as low as 2 cents, but the average price running in 2000, when it was first brought out about 2008, was about 8 cents. Most of them were bought at 10 when it first started taking off. There's some pretty famous purchases that were guys put in $1,000, and by 2010 they had about 48 million in their bank account after they cashed their Bitcoin in. So there's some great stories about it. Well, those stories aren't over, and you don't see many of them in a lifetime. You don't have these kind of opportunities in a lifetime. Now, a lot of people look at Bitcoin and go, okay, that's great, it's going up in price. And it's something I don't know about because it's something I can't touch or feel. It's in a computer, apparently. But I don't know a thing about it. Well, the biggest question after that is, how could I get into it and make money, even if I didn't know about it? So let's give you a quick explanation of what cryptocurrency is, specifically Bitcoin. It's like the VIN number on a car. What it does is you can track that car with a VIN number or a license plate, but the VIN number is actually with the car forever, so that's a better number to track it with. It drives from San Francisco to New York, and that may be a tower-to-tower move if it were Bitcoin, or it could be hardwire, it could be fiber optics, But the point is, wherever the internet goes, a Bitcoin can go. That's the beauty of it. It's very secure because it goes from one wallet on a computer device to another wallet on another computer device, which can be as small as a phone. Or it can actually be a hard wallet, which is closed off and doesn't plug into the internet. It will plug into your phone or your computer and give you the ability to move that out of your hard wallet onto the internet and pay people for goods and services. So it's become really popular really fast. As a matter of fact, the most important thing about this particular cryptocurrency is that it's been accepted in Wall Street. And that's pretty much started the drive of the price from around 7,000 up to 14,000. And that doubling has taken less than 2 weeks. So that's pretty impressive. And if you look at the history of Bitcoin, most of it has happened in the last year. And a lot of people are saying it's probably going to be in the 50,000 range next year. Some people say higher. But I know, in my gut, having watched what's been going on and the popularity and the fact that the futures market on Wall Street is now starting to, it's going to start trading futures in Bitcoin. If it's not a serious deal, they don't do that. And a lot of money's going to be made on that. And that's going to change the market that we've had for the last year, but probably for the better because it's going to keep driving the price up. So there's two ways to make money off of Bitcoin. You can just buy it and sit on it. And I would venture to say that you've got a 98% chance. Even if I was really conservative, I'd say 95% chance that the Bitcoin is going to increase in price over the next year. And I don't think many people would fight me on that one, anybody that was knowledgeable about financial markets or about cryptocurrency, because it's been around since about 2006. As a matter of fact, the Fed used exactly the same system, but in a little bit different way, because they didn't run through blockchains. They just ran everything through a standard database. And we'll talk about a blockchain, because that creates the ability to move this money around. But they used to do it through a thing called SwiftWire. The banks would be members of SwiftWire, and they would wire money around the world. Well, I think they did it computer to computer through an internet. Even before the real internet existed, they put it over phones. So it would go from a sending unit over the phone to a receiving unit. And that's the way the internet started, if you remember. So it's not brand new technology, but the concept is not new either. The CIA has been talking about this for probably 20 years. Bankers have known about the concept and tried to knock it down for about the last 12 to 15. And when it hit the marketplace in about 2009, 2010, it became convincingly obvious that this was not going to go anywhere. Most of the billionaires in the country who invested in it, which is almost all of them actually around the world, were saying that it's here to stay, and they were investing heavily in it. And when I saw that, I went, these people are not stupid. They got to know something I don't know. Matter of fact, they know a lot of things I don't know, so what I'm going to do is follow them, at least on a limited basis. When I first got in, I spent, I think, $300 to buy one Bitcoin. And that was less than about 2 years ago. So that Bitcoin has transformed itself into $17,000, or I'm sorry, $14,000. 300 as of today. So I watched a lot of trades. That's called appreciation. When you do nothing, sit and hold it, and then it goes up. It's like, gold. If you had gold 6 years ago and it was at $400, and now today it's $1,213, that's called appreciation. Well, another thing came into play, and USI brought it in pretty amazingly because nobody thought about it or talked about it, because most of the people have tried to put cryptocurrency into a securities mode, and securities are highly regulated by almost every government on the planet, especially in the United States. The cryptocurrency just ended up being cryptocurrency and at worst a commodity, but it was never a security until they started converting it for Wall Street purposes into futures markets, which is you buy something now or sell something now based on the fact you think it's going to go up or go down. That's what they call buying long and buying short. But what they're doing is investing in cryptocurrency, and that's what we care about, because that helps drive the price up. The more people demanding it, the higher the price goes. And if you have some net or have had some for a while, you're already well aware of what can do to improve your life. And if you don't have it now, this is the opportunity to jump in. and very safely, unlike some of the scenarios I went through in the past where they were sketchy at best. Most of them I did really well in, a couple I didn't do so well in. But what's really beautiful about this outfit is that they can lay the claim to fame that nobody that's ever placed money into their computer has ever lost it. From the standpoint you put money into the company, it grows at approximately 1% a day, 5 days a week, and within 6 months, having put in one Bitcoin, you'd have, what's the Bitcoin worth, $1,000, you'd have €1,400 at the end of that placement. Now, the thing you can add to it is compounding, which means it's like pennies. You add a penny a day and double it every day, double all the pennies every day. At the end of 30 days, you're right this just a little bit over $1 million. If you go to the point of the 31st day, then you're actually looking at somewhere around $21 million. That's just doubling pennies. Now, we're talking about doubling minimally about a $65 equivalent in euros of Bitcoin. And Bitcoin goes up in price on one side, which is appreciation, and then it goes up compounding if you keep rebuying these packages. It compounds at 1% a day until 140 days is up, and then that contract expires. So each purchase of the package is a contract. That contract is put into the company. The company turns it into cash through trading and ends up with a powerful benefit to you. You can take that money out, or the Bitcoin out, we'll call it money, currency, cryptocurrency. You can take that currency out anytime you want from your back office by hitting the withdrawal button. As long as you have a wallet, which is very easy to set up, first thing you should do, hopefully having the person that helped you get here show you how, or you can actually go to blockchainwallet.com, and they'll describe to you how to set one up. You can set up on desktop, you can set one up on your phone, or your pad, or any computing device. Once you've got that, then you go buy the Bitcoin, and then you refer to other people to figure out the best way to do that based on where you are on the planet. And then you place it into the company by buying a Bitcoin package, and then you watch it grow. Now, that's the way you are as a customer. If you were going to go down to a brokerage house like Merrill Lynch, which I guess doesn't exist anymore, let's call Edward Jones. He might be around still. Call Edward Jones, and you ask him if he's got anything that will produce 1% a day, 20 days out of a month, and I bet you're not going to get a positive answer. I bet if you go down to the bank and say, I want to buy a CD, and I need a CD that will produce 1% a day, 20 days a month, they're going to look at you like you lost your mind. Now, most people say, well, if they can't do it, then nobody can do it, so it's got to be wrong. It's got to be a bad thing, it's got to be a scam, it's got to be a Ponzi, and all the other words they use. And I've had a lot of people talk to me lately about, well, I ran into this person and they said this, and I go, and what did they say? They said it was a scam. And I said, okay, that's all they said? No, they said words like wire fraud, and to mention a couple other really good words like, the Ponzi was one that pops up a lot. Then I said, well, do you know what a scam is? And they go, well, not really. I said, the legal definition of a scam. No. And I said, well, did the person that said that to you know what the legal definition of a scam was? I don't know. I didn't ask him. I said, that's where it fell apart. Because I will guarantee you, if you ask somebody about what they're claiming this to be, that is a legitimate business, they probably can't legally define what it is they called it. If they can't legally define what they called it, that's like asking a carpenter to tell you everything they know about a combustion engine, and can they rebuild the combustion engine for you, or things really broad based like that where there is no knowledge but they're giving you free advice. And that's usually what it's worth. So, as I said, for the newbie, I gave you a little bit of description of how this works. You can do an awful lot of checking on this company. You can Google it. You're going to get a lot of different explanations of why it's a scam. But when you see a video that I just saw today, they finally came out with a company video, or actually a presentation that's in slide presentation, but a gentleman that lives in California, came from England, decided he's going to try this. And what he did is it grew so fast on him, he's making so much money, he decided to retire in California. And I know I have a lot of friends who are doing the same thing. They're retiring early because they're making more money in this in a week than they generally made in a month where they were working by putting in less time than they put in a week. So I know it can be done because I've done it. I know a lot of people that are doing it. And if you run the numbers and do what people suggest, you can do the same thing. Now, I can't guarantee that because it's going to be a function of how much you put in terms of time and effort and what kind of skill you have. Now, a lot of people say marketing skill. We don't need a marketing skill in this. You need to have, as I've pointed out in a couple of these get-togethers, conference calls. I carry around 5 Bitcoin in my pocket that I get from Amazon. They're nice, shiny gold things. I put them on a table. I had a friend the other night I took to dinner. I signed him up in something else because he had some medical problems. But I had had some too, the same type, and so I said, why don't you try this? So we had dinner, and I said, and then I put 5 Bitcoin on the end of the table. The end that was exposed to the waiter and the rest of the restaurant. As a matter of fact, it was an Outback. I'll give that plug. And what was great about this, I said, somebody's going to ask me about those Bitcoin before the night's over. And it's really funny because he was just waiting and waiting, and boy, he wanted me to buy the dinner for him. So what he said was, well, nobody's done it. And here's the guy bringing back the check, the waiter bringing back the check. And as the waiter turned around to go back to the cash register after leaving the check, he said, oh, what are those? And I went, bingo, in my mind. That means he just bought me dinner, number one. But number two, it proved my point. I said, I've never had anybody not ask me about them. Now, I mean, I signed everybody up, but I can say I signed about 70% of the people up that I did with that. I talked to the waiter after we paid him, told him basically what a Bitcoin was because he'd heard about them. He was really excited no more, but I said the important part is it's one thing to know about Bitcoin. It's another thing to have somebody show you how to make money at it, and a lot of money at it. And so that caught his interest. I said, you see all the other waiters in this place? You know the managers, you know the cooks, you know all those people. You know all these people personally. And I'm telling you, after I get done with this and after I show you a video that you can show them, they could all sign up for free if they wanted to make money in this. Or they can buy packages because those packages are 50 euros apiece. Those will make money. Or you can sign up everybody in the place, whether they're customers or employees, if you could or would, but I know you can get to the waiters because I'm willing to give a presentation to all of them if you can get them in a room for an hour. And guess what? He called me the next day, and he signed up, and now he's arranging a get-together with all the employees of that little restaurant, all the guys he works with. And he's excited because he understands what's going on. But it took somebody to show him how to make money. He knew about Bitcoin, which was great because half the battle was done there. But all I did was the same with him when he brought up things. What if Bitcoin blows up? Well, I don't think it's going to happen. I didn't give you 100 reasons why. Well, what if it goes down in price? Well, based on history, it has. So I go through that whole routine. So again, it's education. It's not selling. They asked me the question, what is that? All I'm doing is telling them. I'm educating them. So I invited him to a sit-down to learn more about it and or video. Once that was done, then I showed him how to buy the Bitcoin package. So it was that simple. And that's what I wanted to make as a point to everybody that's on this for the first time. The big point, so I'm going to go to questions here in just a minute, but before I do that, I thought I could get some of these salient points on this video to record, and then I could play them back, a few of them back for you tonight, but it doesn't look like that's going to work out. I've just got conference call capabilities on this particular call, but what I will do is I will send out a copy of that video by tomorrow evening, because I've got some things going on today, but I'll send a copy of that video out and how to get to it to all the people that I sent notices to, and they have people they sent notices to come on this call. And I highly recommend, if you've been in this forever or you're just starting, it may confuse you in the beginning, a little bit of the stuff on that, or like about half of it, because you're not there yet, but for a lot of the people that have been in here for a while, it will explain a lot of things we've been going through and how fast they're catching up. And the most important thing I had to report tonight is for anybody who sent in a support request, they said that they've had so many problems with people because they were angry and weren't patient, or not patient, but understanding what they were going through at the other end. They've hired 40 new employees today. They've already staffed about 30 others, and they're going to have call-ins in something like 8 different languages to start. And so they said that was a lot bigger project than we thought. And because people kept on sending in support tickets, the same support ticket, over and over and over and over and over, it overloaded us, the people we had, and they just finally gave up, threw up their hands and said, look, if I'm going to get 20 of these, I'm going to spend all day on one support ticket. So what they asked us to do, and they told us they were going to, is they're going to purge the system of all support tickets. And now if you'll send in a support ticket, which is a written request for assistance, you need to tell them exactly what the problems were, what your ID number is. There's a little place in the back office to send in support tickets. It says help. You hit the help button and up it comes. And you have to set up a new password and username there, or use the one you have. But what they said over the phone, and we'll have to see to believe it, is they will get back in one way or another within 24 to 48 hours in a response, as long as you don't send in multiple ones to try to harass them. If you do that, they'll toss it away, put a check near your name, and you won't get a response from them for probably about 6 months until they get the thing really oiled. That wasn't a threat. It was just a statement that the field has really been bombing them. And they know that we're impatient. A lot of people that come on don't realize that this was a growth period where we moved from a very small, slow server. It was only supposed to handle about 200,000 people at the most. So things got slow. To designing a whole new setup, a new web back office web page, and move it to a new service. It was a new server. It was a giant project, a lot bigger than they thought. Luckily, I'd been through it before, so I didn't get too upset. But a lot of people did, and they were getting really angry with the company. He didn't need to do that to get the result. So that was in the video, and that's expressed very precisely, asking for that help. Other than that, they're still growing. They are talking about things that will make this company so beyond everything else within the next 2 years, because the owner plans on stepping out in 2019, 2 years after it started, and taking the company public. He's done that in two companies that are over 100 million strong. So he knows how to do it with Ahern, who's a multi-billionaire that owns about 50 corporations. He's pretty well qualified to help do that. And the products they're bringing online are phenomenal. And he claims that we are going to be the first company, private company, multi-level, or network marketing is my preference, referral marketing, to own its own digital currency mining farms. Their first farm should be opening up in the next 20 days. After that, they plan on a minimum of 7. They're dumping more than $10 million a month into that project. And it will be unlike any other mining farms on the planet, because what it does is generates its own electricity with a patent that Ahern came up with. And as we turn into a company, buy stock in the company, get stock through tokens, which is part of the token run, or coins, whichever we choose to convert them into, either in the ICO or the IPO. And that's something that you don't need to know about, but it'll come a little bit stronger in the video. And as time goes on, there's a whole bunch of tokens. That token type program drove another company that started about 3 years ago, or 2.5 years ago, called OneCoin. It drove it to the most prominent company in the world from the standpoint of it grew faster, had more people on the internet going to the website, and produced more money in 1 year than any other company on the planet had ever done. So it was not only busiest, but also the most profitable company, because all they were doing is selling tokens. So this company is following some of those same patterns that they've seen to be absolutely knockouts. But they're taking it a lot farther, because they're bringing in technology that they have and people that they're hiring that I don't think any of these kind of companies have. Now, a mining company might have that, but every other company, including people, lease time on the mining servers, and that costs money. And all those mining services, 90% of their cost is electrical energy. These mining farms have stacked servers in them that generate their own electricity. A lot of people doubt that, but there's a patent on it, and it's verifiable, and you'll see a picture in this video. And Ahern's the guy behind it. He has the money, the technology, and the people and staff to support him and all that. And he brought it to this company. It's a multi-billionaire bringing that kind of stuff to this company. He's already designed a hardware wallet that can be put in cell phones that can't be hacked, which is another addition. The types of things he's got in development will take this company far past the time where it goes IPO and starts selling stock. And there's so many things that will generate money for that, which would be the mining farms, number one. Their plan is to stay on point to be mining from now until it's gone, which is going to be about 2024, I think. 1% of all the Bitcoin produced on the planet. They plan on mining 2.5% of all the Ethereum on the planet once these farms are in full swing. So that's their intention. They're looking at having Ethereum come on side by side with Bitcoin in the future. If Bitcoin loses a little bit of its gas, it'll have two coins it'll allow you to buy packages for, so that no matter what's happening, one of those is probably going to be going up, even if the other one's going down, or they're both going to be going up in price. Plus, they'll create more coins for you through their mining process. So from a technological standpoint, I can tell you, knowing a little bit about technology, that this company is far broader in scope than anyone I've seen. Not only ones in existence, but I'm talking about startups, but most importantly in the cryptocurrency world, and that's the one we're stepping into. That's where the opportunity is. And I don't know anything that I've seen in the past has even come close to this in terms of the amount of people that frees up, and their motto is to change people's lives. And I can clearly see that that's their intent, and it will, because you can take somebody who can afford to not spend a dime, sign up for this, find people that do have money that want to grow their money, place it into the company, and get paid for doing that. So they can either go in as customers, and or they call them sales partners. But as I said, there's no sale to this thing. It's strictly an invite and an education. And then all the new products are coming along. They plan to literally have a corner on multiple coin ATMs. They're talking, I think, something like about, I can't remember the number, but it's a big number. They plan on cornering that market around the world because they'll be mining the coins until sold in the beginning. And so that combination generates tons of revenue. Not only can you sell those, but you can also have an interest in all the money that comes through it by placing it. And so you've got a revenue stream there. You've got a revenue stream every time one is sold to somebody in your organization. You've got a revenue stream from the appreciation of those coins. You've got a revenue stream from the packages being sold. And it just goes on and on. So these people have thought this out very, very, very hard and very professionally, and they've done a great job. They have not only the money, but the mental capability to pull it off, and they've got the track record. The people do. So that was the excitement I brought to this tonight, because after seeing that video, I realized a lot of things that I felt in my gut are true, and they're now placing them out into public. They're going to be totally transparent, and somebody can come to a website and see whether it's government, whether it's banks, whoever it is, and they can see what the daily trades through the back office are on the whole company as a whole. And if you're looking at your back office, you can see that they're doing a really good job of tracking that for us individually, but you'll be able to see the whole company as a whole, so people will know what the value of the company is based on all the things they're doing. So they'll have different profit centers, and all those things will be available because they create blockchains, and blockchains are interrelating database that takes fixed information and variable information and combine that in such a way that it's locked into a record. And that's how they track coins around the world. Wherever they go, there's always a track of where they came from, where they went to, whose blockchain they went to, the stream of computers it would have touched on the way through that blockchain to the other location, to the receiving location. So the thing is highly technical is the point, and these guys are on top of all of it. And I really am excited about that from that standpoint. I've been talking now for 35 minutes. I've given you a brief overview of a new company, a few added pieces of what it's doing it, how you can make money doing it, how simple it is to get into, that you don't need to be a salesman to make this work. And I can list a number of other ways to educate people on why they should move in this direction. And as I said, nobody that's played in the game has been hurt. Everybody who's put money in or put effort in has made money out. And I don't know of any other company I could say that about. Any other multi-level, quote-unquote, which I don't like the word and I stay away from, use network or referral marketing, because there's so many horror stories about multi-level companies where you end up with a garage of products and you can't give them away because either you don't know the products are not that great or you don't know how to sell something that's difficult to sell. There's none of that here. Everybody knows what money is. Not everybody knows what Bitcoin is, but if you interrelate money and Bitcoin, they're going to see that it's all currency. And some are more dependable, more secure, and more predictable than others. Because cryptocurrencies are appreciating in value, almost all of them, that are well done from the blockchain and the companies behind them, or the technology that drives it. Whereas fiat currencies are always dropping in value. Over the last 80 years, I think we've lost like 93% of the value of the U.S. dollar. So if you want to know where to place your money, at least one consideration should be in cryptocurrency. Learn how and where to place them, who to place them through, and how to store them. And I think that's going to be as good as gold and silver. My belief is that all three are great. You get about five cryptocurrencies, consider them like gold and silver. No matter what happens to the economies anywhere, you're going to be really well set. But the way you can create a lot of money fast to secure those assets like silver and gold and currency is USI. It has the ability to generate an ungodly amount of money when you look at it with the time and effort in. I can tell you that I could quit now and I'd be just fine for a long time, and I could, because the thing just keeps paying. I've already done the work. It just keeps growing. That's the beauty of networking. And so if you can educate a little bit and you can show people what current cryptocurrency is, and there's a lot of videos out there that already do it for you if you look for videos. But the biggest and most important thing that came up on this video, too, is something I've been talking to everybody about, and that is make sure that you get the... I would just... And this is what I'm doing. I go into my office, because I'm an affiliate, and I did a screenshot of the application, the sign-up page, and it says sign up a sales partner. So I went in and I did a screenshot of that, and then I copied it, and I copied a ton of them. Now I carry those around with me along with the Bitcoins, because if somebody says, yeah, I'm interested, what I do is they fill this out. And let's go to lunch, or if I can't get them to fill out then I get them to fill out at lunch. And if they want to commit to it, they don't have to give me a dime. I can go put them in my computer, in my organization, and then the only thing left is, do they want to come in and spend 50 euros per package and get a bunch of package and do nothing else but watch those grow? Or do they want to come in and do that? And or they don't spend a dime and they can start telling a lot of people that they know, and some people are broke, but they know a lot of people that aren't. And show them how they can expand their wealth really fast, very safely, with a strong company, with a lot of money that's growing fast. And I think you'll see in about a year and a half, this is going to be a very large, profitable company. And if you commit a little bit of time, even if you've got a job, if you commit a little bit of time to this, you can make it go through the roof, and you don't lose on the fact that the train stopped at your station, but you didn't get on. And boy, I hear about all the coulda, woulda, shouldas about, boy, I could have bought it at $100, and I could have bought it at $300, and I say, well, I could have bought it at $5,000, and I'd still be doing great. I'd still make about three times on my money. So, get the great opportunity. I highly recommend you look and talk to the person that brought you to this call, and the people who are already in and just are here for a little bit of additional information. I will send out, to the way I send out all the call notifications, I'll send that same information with a video on it tomorrow, probably in the, like I said, in the afternoon, late afternoon or evening. And you can go to that video and watch a presentation with one of the owners on it, a guy named Mike. Couldn't even understand where he was in the world, but he flies around the world and he's the chief marketer as head of the referral marketing division. Horst Jika is the CEO, and Evan Ahern is the head of product development. And Ralph Gold is the head of MIS, which is developing and managing all the Autobot trading systems and software. So if anybody has any questions, I think I can wrap up what I just said for everybody that we brought on. And if you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them now. Anything that you have a question about, anything you thought about, you don't understand, how do I get money in, how do I get money out, how do I convert it to whatever currency I want? Any question you have? If not, then I'm going to call it a night. And thanks to everybody who came on and spread the word. And like I said, I will get that information out to you tomorrow evening so that you can watch a video that should be pretty exciting to you, whether you've been in this thing for a while or haven't been in it at all. It'll give you another reason to do it. Take care. Have a great night. Thanks for everything.
Thank you, Tim.
That was a great call. Wish there had been some questions.
We were all struck by the awesome future of this company. We couldn't even think of a question.
You know, that's fair. I think what we don't understand is how there could be so very much money and worth and wealth on the planet. We don't realize that all of this is there, but it's all been sucked up by the banks and the government and whatever. And as this breaks free, the idea that a Bitcoin, for example, could go to $50,000 is actually very real, because what Bitcoin and these cryptocurrencies are becoming is a repository and a safe place for humanity to hold its wealth, and there is no end to how big that can get once we get out from underneath the infrastructure. And that's what's going to happen. It's going to go bonkers. Nobody's going to be able to stop it.
I'm not sure that, I mean, I'm just reading a lot of the futurists and technology and philosophy people, and I'm no pro by far. I'm only watching, you know, cryptocurrency for 6 months now, and now I'm really getting into it and reading a lot more. But I don't know if the banking system will ever totally go away. But I do, because obviously it plays a role in our financial lives any way you cut it, any whether it's good or bad, it plays a role and it's not going away. But I think it's going to change for sure. One little analogy I just saw, and I don't know if it's perfect. I mean, in fact, it isn't perfect, but it's something to think about. That's what email, what digital communications did to the post office.
Right.
Digital, the ability to go back and forth with communications has completely annihilated the old format of the post office of the 60s and the 70s. Completely changed it, utterly and totally.
Well, same thing with bookstores, you know, and so many other things that we've considered standard operating procedure are moving so very fast. And it's pretty astounding.
So the ability to exchange goods and services and or transact between individuals that's private and that is secure, perhaps even more secure than a banking system, when you're talking about blockchain and the ability to hack it, is almost like nil. So you got ability for private people to exchange value, which is the way it helps me to think about it, without having to use an intermediary, without having to use the Federal Reserve, you know, representation of money, etc., etc. It is revolutionary. And if that works, and it is so far, and people can raise funds with ICOs, and that's working, you know, just like an IPO works for people to raise money by issuing shares of stock, new companies with fantastic opportunities and wonderful goods and wonderful services, like the USI slate of them, can raise capital through ICOs, and that isn't going to change. That's an amazing new phenomenon of the last 5 years, and that's going to just go up and up and up. You know, the only caveat I can think of is if we have, you know, the solar sun flare or the EMP, and we lose power, we lose all of our modern transmittal abilities through electronics, electric power, computers, and we struggle in some difficult period of time for mankind, then analog wealth will be needed. Land, buildings, blankets, chocolate, coffee, gold, silver, right? All those things. This is just me off the top of my head here. All those forms of wealth, which they are, will the analog forms of wealth are important. And I'm now thinking, you know, that crypto, like you just said at the outset, is another store of value, another way to have your value stored that you can use. Because if I have a brick of gold,
you got trouble.
Store of value, but I can't use it.
Nope.
I can't use it. I can't go anywhere. No one wants it.
Worse than that, they'll take it away from me in a minute.
Pardon?
I say worse than that, they'll take it away from you in a minute.
No, yeah, well, that would be the authorities. But barring, you know, not barring that, I'm talking about use, functional, utilitary value. So, but I know it's valuable because people want it, and it's eternal, and all the other reasons people have wanted gold since the dawn of mankind. So analog value still has a role. It's not going to go away. And that's why I think banks transacting in some form will still be around. They do offer security of your money. If you've got millions and millions of dollars in cash, I'm not sure I want that here in my home. I think it'd be better to have some of it in the bank. But, you know, everybody I've ever read my whole life on accumulating wealth has a key word, diversification, so that your value you've created your lifetime is spread out in ways that it's got low downside risk, like land or gold, and has upside potential, like a performing real estate building, for example, or a company that's going up in value, or dividends, you know, blah, blah, blah. All the things that we know are how to hold your value and make money from your value. But I don't think that's going away. So I want to have my value all over the place, including digital, because it offers store of value and big upside potential, like we know. Big upside potential.
Are you familiar with what's going on in Kenya?
No, not following it.
About 7 years ago, the population moved to, I think it's called an M-Pesa or something like that. 97% of all transactions are all cryptocurrency now, done on simple phones. The only people that aren't using it is the government, the politicians, and the bankers, and the economy for the local people is coming back because they can transact business between and among themselves, and they don't need the banks, and they're acquiring their own wealth. And I think we're going to see some very interesting things in the crypto, because what has the value is what we choose to use for the value. Like I say, you know, trying to use
it more. Yeah.
That's tough.
Well, we agree. I was just talking to a friend the other day. You take a dollar bill, it has a dollar on it. You take a $100 bill with the other two zeros. You actually have the same thing.
That's right. Just two more zeros.
Paper with print on it. You've got a couple of presidents. It's the same thing. One has two zeros on it, but it's the same thing, the actual thing. We all agree, and that's what your point was, we choose to agree. We all agree that the $100 bill gives you ability to transact for more because of those two extra symbols on it. It's a representation of value, not value of itself. It's a and we only agree that it represents more value. So there you go.
Let me throw out a real quick idea. Let me throw out a real quick idea that's just occurred to me. You drive a car that, you know, if a car's weigh between 3,000 and 4,000 pounds, and they go down the road 60 miles an hour, almost heading straight toward each other. The only thing that keeps them from crashing is the agreement about stripes on the highway. What else?
I thought that just the other day. We think the same. We have the same thing.
So that's what the government's function was, as I like to say, to keep the yellow stripes on the road yellow and the red lights red. Mm-hmm. And what's happened is we've given the government, and which the banks are in cahoots in the government, they're all kind of in partnership, and we've given them the authority to manage our money supply. In fact, it's one of the fundamental concepts of the Constitution, if you will, and the 18 enumerated powers is a common money supply. And actually, they haven't done a very good job with it. And as we evolve as humans and start to reach out more and step into our power, it's curious that a mechanism by which we can own our wealth and our services and how we get paid, we can own it exclusively, and they've done it in Kenya. We've done it with yellow stripes on the road, and I'm going to tell you, we're not going to need banks. And by the way, blockchain encryption has been acknowledged in Arizona and Nevada and all kinds of other states for contracts, and we're not going to need title companies. As soon as we move, we do that one more title search, move it to a blockchain contract, and there goes all that infrastructure, and I'll bet you more of it's going to go than you think. I bet also
it's kind of like the sky's the limit on transformation. It's hard to fathom, you know, each couple of years out, you know, and fathom how it's going to look, what we're really going to be doing in the next 5 to 10 years when it comes to digital exchange and digital assets.
I remember when the fax machine showed up, and it's long gone.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I worked in a giant entertainment firm and a big entertainment law firm, and I remember when the faxes came in. Yeah, I'm 65.
Yeah, what I see is that the potential of humanity continues to expand. Currency is how the value that individuals exchange for their services. I've not found the banks to be that reliable, blah, blah, blah. And I think there's a stability in this cryptocurrency that is going to take the gloves off, so to speak. And I think the humans, I'm into human potential, and I think the humans are going to streak ahead, and these governments and artificial entities are going to be left behind. They're going to try, but they don't have enough brains to keep up with the humans. That's my opinion. And the potential will be expressed.
Just the nature of giant agencies and giant bureaucracies. They're just slow moving on anything, and they're unwieldy, and they can't do anything efficient, and they can't do anything effective. Unless they give them an extra 12 years to get it done or whatever. It's just the nature of the beast.
Well, they can't spin on a dime.
I've heard that, I mean, somebody told me that there's a discussion of the Federal Reserve creating FedCoin. I wouldn't be surprised if the major banks come out with their own bank coin. You know, I mean, it's just like it's a phenomenon, and all of these blockchain technology, along with all the other processes of wallets and shit. I mean, there's going to be big changes in the financial system. I'm probably less inclined, like you are, to think of the decimation of the banking system, but it's going to change. It's going to absolutely change. It's going to have to get on board.
Well, you won't find me tying my Social Security number to my Bitcoin wallet.
Yeah, me either. Right. Well, that's a big problem of that.
Hey, I gotta go. What part of the world are you in? Where are you?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah, I'm in Arizona. So my first name is Jim. Maybe I'll catch you on one of these calls again.
Are you Tucson, Phoenix, or Flagstaff?
How about Sedona?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. So maybe say hello to you. What was your name again, sir?
Jim Hamilton.
Will Porter.
Yeah, well, I know Tim a little bit. I know JP. Do you know who JP is? JP's out in Santa Barbara.
I know him a little bit.
Yeah, I got dinner coming here.
Sedona Small. Do you know Jamie Lee Martin? Jamie Lee Larson?
No.
She's a very lovely blonde metaphysical type. She has lots of roots in Sedona, as they're all dying.
Yeah.
She's a good friend of mine, Sedona. I'm coming to visit her on the 9th. So, anyways, nice to meet you, Jim Hamilton, over the phone.
Yep. Yeah, my main website is Core Resonance. I do a lot of writing and stuff like that. CoreResonance.com.
C-O-R-E?
R-E-S-O-N-A-N-C-E, yeah.
Core Resonance.
Actually, the word core, C-O, stands for coherence, and R-E stands for resonance. So I do a lot of, I'm a long-time meditator and all that kind of stuff.
Co-resonance, okay.
Core,
yeah.
C-O-R-E.
Sedona's a wonderful spot on earth for that. All right, take care. Nice to meet you and exchange a few points.
Yeah, have a great evening. It's Will, right?
Yeah, Will Porter.
All right, have a great evening.
Gotcha, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, God bless. Yes, God bless.